Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Robert Crisanti back on the show. Robert is the president and CEO of the International Franchise Association, IFA. And he is he's leading an industry that is nothing if not Main Street. And he's become our good friend this year. Robert Crisanti, welcome back to the show.
Jim, thank you so much. I've got to impose on our friendship and get you to send me a list of the music that you play on your show, because there's nothing that gets me in a better mood than to listen to the songs that are on your show and
I appreciate,
play you in and out.
I appreciate that. Yeah, that was a little ZZ Top there. Hey, Robert, one of the things I was telling the audience about it before you got here is that as a leader of the franchise industry through your organization, you know, your customers, your stakeholders are nothing if not Main Street. There's no even though McDonald's is a global company, you know, every one of their franchises are out on Main Street. There's your franchises are as Main Street as any sector gets. And in this year, in 2020, your people, the ones that some of them are doing great, but they're the ones who were able to shift and do things that they'd never thought they'd ever do before. And you got some people who are having a tough time. Main Street is really struggling right now. What do you think?
Yeah, it's been a very challenging exercise. We've got over 300 different types of business that are involved in the franchise business model, from hotels to automotive to, you know, the traditional fast food things that you think of, as well as hotels and trampoline parks and just endless amounts of different business concepts.
You got hair salons, for God's sake.
We're shut down
for months.
Yeah, and there are many are shut down again. Some of the the casual restaurants, they've just really taken a kick in the teeth because of the regulations that the governors, out of an abundance of caution, they're willing to fight to the last drop of these small businesses' blood. And there's a lot of frustration and even some civil disobedience, you may have read about, that's building up out there,
not just
the franchises, but among all small business owners. So very challenging time.
Well, there's no question about it. And what have you seen? Tell us some stories of what you've seen people pivoting and making lemonade out of lemons. What do you think?
Oh, Jim, there's some beautiful stories out there. I mean, we've done 104 Zoom meetings for our franchises. IFA acts like a guide for franchisors and for franchisees, and we often see best-in-class ideas coming up, and we spin them back out. One of the examples that stood out to me was a fast casual restaurant that was not allowed to open up, and yet food trucks were. So the brand started acquiring the rights to some food trucks, pulled them in front lots, and started handing out food through the, you know, their great food through the food truck.
Yeah.
It's just some of the regulations are created by people who've never run a business, in most cases, have never run a business.
Do you feel that the shutdown parameters that we've had across the country have been more onerous than they needed to be?
I think that is in the eyes of the beholder, obviously. I think there's public health should be a high concern, and it's been a high concern for all of these companies that have these brands, because They want to make sure that their employees are coming to work healthy and leaving healthy. They want to make sure that their customers are coming in and visiting them healthy and leaving healthy. And so there's a lot of, that kind of concern that's going on. It affects brand and reputation. It's different if it's a super small business somewhere in a small community, but if it's a national brand, people hold it to very high standards. So I can tell you this, people have spent, in my estimation, hundreds of millions of dollars as an industry or as a concept business model in franchising to prepare for reopening. And then even with the best, following the best guidelines there are, putting in place plexiglass everywhere.
That's expensive, folks. When you see all that going up, that costs somebody some money. And so when you find people doing that, you need to support them because they've invested in being able to serve you. We're going to come back and talk. I want to talk about the potential future Paycheck Protection Program extensions that we could be looking at and see what Robert has to say about that. After the break, 20 Tales, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.